Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. We'll be right back.
just cannot be described. Well, sympathize with me, but please don't you analyze me. Don't you play with the way that I feel. There's something deep inside that will reach a light in me.
That's side one of Cozy Powell's second solo album, Tilt, the late great Cozy Powell. Sadly, no longer with us after a fatal car crash. I think like early 90s or something like that. So the tracks you heard were Living a Lie, featuring Cozy on drums, Neil Murray on bass, Bernie Marsden on guitar, John Cook on keyboards and vocals by Frank Aiello. And the previous three tracks featured ex-members of the band Stretch. Now, here's a little bit of a history thing going on. The very first band I went to see back in 1976 at Liverpool Empire back in the day was Rainbow. And Cozy was the drummer, Jimmy Bain, and Tony Carey, Richie Blackmore, of course, and Ronnie James Dio, supporting the Rainbow Rising Tour. But the support band, the opening band, was Stretch. Now, Stretch you might not have heard of, because they were kind of a one-hit wonder with Why Did You Do It? But two members of Stretch are playing on this album, and that is, of course, vocals, Elmer Gantry, and the other guy, Elmer Gantry, yes, Kirby, that was it. The guys out of Stretch had weird names. I think they were just fake names,
So you had three tracks featuring those three guys. So Cozy Powell on Sooner or Later, Jekyll and Hyde, The Right Side. Chris Glenn, ex of Alex Harvey Band, on bass. So we got Kirby on guitars and Albert Gentry on vocals, and of course Cozy on drums. So just a little kind of, you know, silly thing. The album was recorded by Guy Bidmead. Now, I've had this copy since, well, I'd say since I moved to Canada pretty well. The first album was Over the Top. That came out in just before, I think, like 79, 80. And featured Gary Moore on guitar on a track called Killer, which was a big Gary Moore fan, and that I am. And Gary Moore's on this album as well, so we're going to get into side two. And then, this was recorded at with Guy Bidmead at Britannia Row in the spring of 1981, and mixed in the summer of 81. And great album, good follow up to Over the Top. Over the Top was all instrumental. This was half instrumental, half not, shall we say. Okay, all right. So we've got another 20 minutes to go, so I think we've got enough to kind of fill in the last little bit of the show. I'm hoping. All right, so the next track you're going to hear is Cat Moves, features Jack Bruce on bass, who worked on the first album as well. David Sanchez, Jeff Beck on guitar, and Cozy, of course, on drums. Then you'll hear Sunset with Gary Moore and Don Airey. And then The Blister, another Dom Airey and Gary Moore track. And then finishing it off with Hot Rock from Cozy, John Cook on Moog bass, and Jeff Beck on guitars. So late Jeff Beck. So there's a lot of musicians that are no longer with us on this album. Gary Moore, Cozy, of course, Jeff Beck. And I think that's it. But anyway, let's get on with it. This is a little bit of Cat Moves featuring, Jeff Beck and David Sanchez on a keyboard solo. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and the House of Prog. Here we go.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prague.
Bringing a close, a raucous close to the show today. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for checking out the show. We do this every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, 3 o'clock in East Coast at 8 p.m. in the UK. You've been listening to Cozy Powell's Tilt with Gary Moore, Jeff Beck, Bernie Marsden, a whole bunch of others. They had the Blister, you had Sunset Cat Moves. We're going to wrap things up with one more track featuring the late Jeff Beck and the late Cozy Powell. We'll see you next time. Have a great week. And, let's hope the weather improves. Adios, sayonara, hasta pronto, and we'll see you later. Listening to DJ Ian on the houseofprog.com and his radio show Transatlantic Express. Tune in every Friday, 12 noon Pacific, 8 p.m. UK. And if you're in Vancouver, you can check out the show on CJSF 90.1 FM every Tuesday, 10 p.m. Until then, have a great week, and we'll see you next time.